When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This is Are You Kidding Podcast.
I can listen with my kids.
Come on, kids.
With brothers Sebastian and Brandon Martinez, who are kids helping kids.
What's up, guys? We're with another podcast with Mr. Omar Blanco, a.k.a. known as VIP.
Mr. VIP.
Yes.
VIP. What's up? Hey, Brandon, Sebastian, how you guys doing?
What's up, Mr. VIP?
Long time, man, long time.
Yeah, long time, you know? Busy.
We've been, you guys have been busy doing great things, I see that.
Yeah, thank you for coming to our podcast.
Hey, listen, you guys call, I'm all in. You
know, and we forgot to mention Mr. VIP is also the head of the president of the chief, Miami-Dade Fire Department.
Yeah, Miami-Dade Firefighters, I represent the men and women who provide service all throughout Miami-Dade County, about 2,000-plus firefighter paramedics and dispatchers.
That's a lot.
Thank you for supporting our Charity Sock campaign for the past 4 years. It's amazing to have the support of our community.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys, it's easy. You know, what you guys do is inspire other kids, like my kids, who you guys know very well, mm-hmm. Lauren and Kevin. And what I think you guys have done in the community has been phenomenal. And really, you know, I thank you guys because for me, I wake up every morning and I have a privilege to serve our community. But you guys are doing things that have reached far outside Miami-Dade County. I mean, the socks that we've partnered up with you guys have sold in outside of the state of Florida. We did the Never Give Up, one for firefighter cancer awareness. And I got to tell you, I always get people calling me asking me for those socks. So,
well,
you know, what you guys do is awesome.
You could always tell them to go to www.arekidingsocks.com and buy the socks.
You know it, man. You know it. I'm all about you guys. So that's awesome. So tell me about what you guys are doing here. What's going on? This podcast is obviously going to be about what you do with kids and for kids and all that stuff. I'm excited about that. You know, my kids love what you guys are doing. You know that. So what's up? What's going on?
So we want to tell you about our Stand Up to Cancer campaign that we're doing. So Stand Up to Cancer is an organization, you know, that stands up to cancer.
Absolutely.
So what we did, we made socks for them so that we could sell and donate back funds to Stand Up to Cancer. So one day, hopefully, we can find a cure for cancer.
You guys designed some killer socks.
Man. And we're going to start doing socks off national with schools, and we're going to dance in our socks. No shoes.
With
just our socks. And we're going to be dancing in the honor of those battling cancer.
Well, you said that you like our design, the design for Stand Up to Cancer sock. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, one of the people in Stand Up to Cancer named Poppy, mm-hmm. she actually created the sock for us. And on the bottom of the sock, you can see a poppy flower. So, and it represents it.
Awesome. There's always so much meaning into all the socks you guys have designed. You know, there's always, you know, they're not just somebody throwing something together. You guys really do a great job of capturing what this organization is all about. And Stand Up to Cancer is something that we are very, you know, cancer itself in the fire services, you guys know, has been a very serious issue for firefighters. You guys helped me out a great deal getting that word out, so much so that we were blessed this year, and I know you guys want to talk a little bit about it, mm-hmm. is about our cancer, firefighter cancer initiative and supporting that. So did you have a question about that?
About the SB 426. I want you to tell us why this bill is so important to all firefighters, because we know that SB 426 was recently signed into law by Governor DeSantis to provide the much-needed assistance to firefighters fighting cancer as a result of their occupational hazards. So tell us more about that.
So what we've noticed over years is that firefighters started to get cancer, like you would notice someone at your school getting a cold, right? I mean, we were working with these guys, and these are – you know, men and women who are in top physical shape. In order to get hired in the fire department, you've got to be in a great physical shape. They come in, they're great. And then what we're finding is they're catching cancer. And not only cancer, but cancers, rare cancers, you know. And over the last five, you know, maybe about, I want to say more than 10 years ago, we started to see it, but it became very evident over the last 5 to 8 years. So we've been fighting for this bill every year. And, you know, this year, Senate Bill 426, that's awesome that you know that. And I'll tell you, there's a state senator named Annie Terra Flores who really championed this for us. She fought for us like a firefighter, just like you guys are fighting to help bring awareness to cancer. You know, that's such an beautiful thing that you guys are doing, such an amazing thing. I get chills just thinking about what you guys are doing for cancer, because while we are having to focus on what we think is an epidemic, you know, with our firefighters, the truth is we hope that through this initiative we can fix cancer for everybody. And that's a partnership that I promise you I will be with you till the very end, you know. So let's do this. Why don't we do a Stand Up to Cancer SOC initiative with the fire department, and I'll talk to them and say every firefighter We'll wear those socks for the month of whenever this initiative starts. Let's do that. What do you think about that?
That is amazing.
And we always want to help give back to charities, because I think every kid deserves to be healthy, and you never know, one day we'll need help.
Right? No, that's a great thing. Listen, it's we are very blessed, right? You know, we're blessed. You guys are awesome. You've got an amazing family. Your mom and dad, who I know, and they're great people, but you guys have been blessed, and what you're doing is you're taking those blessings and you're giving back, you know, and that's just the most heroic thing, I think, that for guys like me are very we're just touched by, you know, in our line of work. It's always about taking care of others, and in my opinion, you guys are as much firefighters and heroes as any of the guys that I have the pleasure of working with and representing.
Thank you. And I have another question.
Sure.
Why is it so important to continue to educate others? How do you feel about Our Kids Helping Kids initiative?
Phenomenal. Listen, how life is what teaches us experiences. You guys, what you're doing is you're providing, you know, my kids awareness to issues that they didn't even know about. You know, I mean, listen, most kids right now are playing Fortnite. You guys like that game?
Yeah.
Not really.
I'm starting
2K. Oh, wow. Well, I don't know about it that much. It's not as cool in my age to do it. But what I will tell you is you guys are also doing something to give back. And that's what's important, is educating kids. There, you know, I always find it that there's a certain sense of, you know, when you're a kid, there's a certain sense of doing good things, you know, whether you're, you know, helping out your friends or going out and having a good time. It's such a wonderful thing. And you guys are taking this opportunity early on. I look forward to being your friend for many, many years.
Yes.
And working together with you for many, many years. Because if this is where you're starting, yeah, you guys are going to do great things. And listen, we're in this till the end, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So let's keep doing it. I mean, if we can help, you know, one of the great things about being a firefighter and a paramedic, for us, every firefighter and paramedic in the world, is that kids love to see the fire truck. And there's nothing, you know, while we're fighting fires and while we're dealing with these very tough situations, saving lives, you know, sometimes where we find our peace and kind of an opportunity to kind of remember why we do this, is we get to visit schools and we get to talk to the children who love the fire truck. And you guys are kind of doing the same thing. You're with your SOC. What's the official name of it?
Are you kidding?
No. The thing you do with the dancing in the schools.
No, SOC Hops.
The SOC Hops, yeah. So that's cool. So I want to do SOC Hop at the firehouse, of every firehouse. And let's work on that.
This is going to be our fifth annual SOC Hop, and you're going to be supporting, right?
Absolutely. Mr. VIP, never let you down, buddy.
And about the kids supporting the firefighters, I feel like they're rooting for you guys to beat the fires and save the people's lives.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And listen, when I was a kid, there's a picture of me and my brother wearing fire helmets and loving firefighters. So it's fun. But you guys have your own, right? You guys, we got you set up, yeah, right? You guys are firefighters.
You gave us our own personal
firefighter helmets. I know. That's a cool one. It's a cool one.
So it's very cool.
We'll have to do more stuff together. You know, I think it's important that you guys get out there and that we support you. And listen, I thank everybody here who's supporting you because they've really provided you an opportunity to expand that message. And it's such a great message, good message about good things and about doing the right thing. And so thank you to all the folks here, Enrique Santos and their team here, because this is a beautiful thing. It's a great thing.
Thank you.
No, no problem, man.
Thank you so much for being here.
All right, no problem. What are we doing next? What are we? What's our? What are we doing next? Are we gonna go
boat ride?
We got to go on the fireboat, right? Got to visit the fireboat. Yeah, that's cool. You think we should bring Enrique with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll like it, huh?
I'm down. I'll be there.
Awesome, guys. Well, listen. Thank you again for having me. And listen, believe me, our firefighters out there in Miami-Dade and all throughout South Florida know who you are, and they appreciate you, and they want me to be here to thank you for doing the right thing, for standing up to cancer, for all this initiative, and wherever we can be of service to you, count on us every time.
Thank you, VIP. Thank you.
Mr. VIP.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
You just heard Are You Kidding podcast.
You guys are the best.
With brothers Sebastian and Brandon Martinez, who are kids helping kids.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.